One man leads a team of experts constantly searching, scouring, and following leads 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for glitches and bugs in the system. That man is John, the Bug Hunter. Are you experiencing bugs, error messages, or just plain, you know, glitches? Then report them to John, the Bug Hunter. Now joining Griffin Lee for an update on bug hunting from the Office of Live Site Quality is John, the Bug Hunter. Here's Griff.
So his intro gets updated, but not mine. I love it, John. You got more power here than I do.
Yours will be updated shortly.
Yeah. I guess who's the 2014 Miss Chop Liver? It's me. This segment is brought to you by Inventory Scout's Fast and Free Sourcing Solutions. With us now, as the newly minted bumper just said, is John Bach, a.k.a. the Bug Hunter. He's eBay's Engineering Director of Live Site Quality. He spends his whole life, night and day, 24-7, 365, looking for and reporting and addressing site glitches and bugs. John, are there any lingering bugs from last year?
There are. So, listen, Happy New Year, Griff.
Happy New Year.
And Lee.
Hi there.
And if you hunker down in the Sub-Zero, hopefully I'll have some warming tones, some good news to say about certain things. For example, there is a seller called Deja Creations who reported something in over the Christmas break about store categories in the listings, like disappearing, like in the left nav if you look at the item details. So if you have a store and you do an update, the left navigation categories, they disappear. But they do come back. They come back after a few days, but it should be faster than what it is.
Where do they go?
They go to Bermuda.
That's what I want to know. Where are they?
They're ones and zeros, and they all decide to be zeros for a while. It's a server side thing. It takes a while for the update to happen, but they're so I filed a ticket on that. I hope that we address to get it refreshed faster. But so if you make changes to your store and the categories aren't showing up in your listings, email me and I have a way to make them show up for your store sooner rather than later.
What do you do? Threaten them with a gun?
I have my ways. Usually I'm a hunter, but this time they've armed me with an actual fix capability. So it's fun.
So when you say update store, what do you mean?
Make a change to your store categories.
Oh, just change anything about
it. Just change anything on usually the categories on the left side is what I'm talking about. So if you notice that they were there one day and gone the next, and then they all of a sudden show up, it takes a few days. But anyway, that's the first one. I appreciate Deja Creations for giving that a report to me. Another one from a user named Sharon, trying to relist over the break, using her family's computer because her internet was down. It was a really old computer, too. Anyway, so she tried to relist, and she got a rejection message in German, and she's not German. And then she tried it again, and she got one in Italian.
We're going to keep trying until
exciting.
We hit English.
And then she got one in English, which is the funny part.
Right. Well, we're a multilingual company.
We're a multilingual, right? Just making cover on all our bases.
That's right.
A really fascinating one. But I think it was just the age of the computer, the cookies being stored forever. I'm still investigating that one. But when she cleared cache and cookies, it worked, right, on that old machine. And also when she got home, it worked on her – when she got her internet working again, it worked. So very interesting, though, the way that the bugs happen sometimes because it's really a collision of variables. And that's what I try to distill, or what are the variables that are conspiring to hinder some kind of experience, right, buying or selling? So it's not unlike UFO hunting, only there's not a whole lot of hoaxes. Like you see these crop circles like the one in Salinas, which was hoaxed. It was some big graphics company.
They're all hoaxes. There's no aliens. Yeah, aliens are out there, and what they're doing is they're spending time.
Now, how do you know that?
Let's stop on Earth and
you
do a doodle in a cornfield.
For sure.
Oh, come on. There's no aliens doing crop circles. Give me a break. Anyway, sorry. We got off topic.
I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by phenomena that we can't explain.
Right.
And that is a lot of what my work is. And what the listeners to the show always do for me, especially after a show, there's a spike in reports of, hey, I saw this weirdness. And people having courage to say, you know, hey, maybe it's just not just me. Maybe I should report this and see maybe it's a piece of the puzzle that John needs or whatever. And I see that courage come forth, and I really appreciate that. It really does help my investigations. I want to say I'm not ignoring you. If you do email me, I do get them. But I'm either not, I don't want to respond yet, or I'm not allowed to respond because it's a confidential issue we're working on or something like that, right?
Yeah. You know, so there's a new book that I have to tell you both about.
Oh, yes.
It's called The Power of Customer Misbehavior.
Really?
You need to read this book. I've been reading excerpts from it.
Yeah.
And it mentions something about eBay in it, that when one of eBay's customers said, gee, I'm using this a different way than you had planned on using it, eBay went back to the drawing board and developed something from what the seller had been doing. Companies learn from their customers.
Yeah.
And there are also, I noticed, sometimes workarounds that a customer may find.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they report those to you as well?
Yeah. If they say, well, I've got this what I think is this glitch or this bug, but I found out this workaround, and I don't know if I'm doing this right, I'd love to hear about that as well, because that provides me more clues to what actually the problem might be. So. Yeah. So there's a lot of things. There's an actual live site issue in progress where there's a server that went down that isn't serving traffic, or it could be a cache, something in memory that's stored because of an update we made that needs to be cleaned or refreshed. It could be a cookie that gets corrupted. It could be an attempt to take over. It could be malware. A lot of different things could happen. So your information is good. Screenshots, of course, reproducible steps of what you're trying to do, what configuration that you're on, browser, etc. All that stuff is great. So that being said, I have two APBs, or all points bulletins, I want to give out. And that the first, for if you are having problems with your store categories and your listings, just email me and let me know, and I can do something about that. If you also are trying to relist and you've ever got this, you know, rejection message in German or Italian, right? That's one I want to know about too, there's more people out there. Or I got one today from somebody who always makes little YouTube videos about their bugs. It's a private link they only share with me, and I could really see the flow, what they're trying to do. And I really want to thank Jean-Charles for that. But he showed me one where someone was able to pay their eBay fees, but not pay their, he has a company called Kiwi.
Yes. Right.
And plugins, yeah. And they weren't able to pay a Kiwi app, Kiwi Feedback, to be exact.
Mm.
So that was a really interesting one. I'm still looking into that one. So thanks, John Charles, always for that. He's really good at about that. So that being said, a couple of APBs out there, why bugs happen, I'm not ignoring you. What next? What can we take some calls?
Yeah, we can take some calls, but we also have some questions just to sort of clear it up in case you've not listened to the show before. Okay. Exactly what it is that you do at eBay, because it sounds like it almost sounds like you're a third-party consultant.
Good point. Okay, so I'm a quality engineering director, and my title is director of live site quality. And what I do is I sit kind of between departments like operations and customer support and engineering feature teams, like building, selling features and building, buying features and building stuff on the site. And my job is to pay attention to all kinds of signals that come in about our quality when we ship something to the site, new code and that kind of thing. What bugs emerge and what needs to be done about those sooner rather than later? So I'm kind of looking at the whole picture. And so some people have emailed me about account issues or about, you know, suggestions. And what my specialty is technical, like glitches that you think are caused by, you know, something on the way the site is constructed. So that's we call those bugs, right? Anything that doesn't meet your expectation, technically speaking, is a bug.
Okay. That's well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, do you have any new strategies for bug hunting as we move forward into 2014?
The new strategy is to read The Power of Customer Misbehavior. I'm fascinated by what Lee just said. I can't wait to pick up this book. But to study customer patterns in the large, like what are people mostly trying to do? Are there a lot of new sellers or a lot of people doing more collectible kind of merchandise on the selling? And what kinds of, as bugs come in, we obviously we find bugs too before we ship.
Right.
What are some telltale signs? And we call them smells actually. Like
smells.
Yeah, like we do what are called code smells. We look at code and we go, oh, that's a bad practice. That's a bad
stinks.
Pattern. So it's kind of like, you know, different kinds of garbage. You can smell, you know, coffee grounds versus banana peels. And so that's what I'm paying attention to.
The mind boggles.
Yeah, the mind boggles. So that's what I'm practicing more with is patterns and what are people reporting and what does that say about our code quality this week or this month or this quarter?
You know, we talked about glitch as opposed to design feature, right? Where this is something that was designed to do one thing. It's not really doing what it should, but it's not a bug. It's just a deficiency in the actual design of the product. How much of what you do on a daily basis points to something that isn't really a bug? It was meant to work that way, but should be changed.
Yes, it's about maybe less than an hour a day. So I'd say maybe about 10% of my day or the issues that come in is something that's in the design where the feature team says, oh, that's the way it works. You know, it may not be great. And so I'll do a change request to say, we should reevaluate this design because it really is confusing.
Has that driven any change?
It's driven a little bit, not a whole lot. The big things that I focus on is things that either we created or these conspiracy of variables is creating right now to
a
stop.
Conspiracy of variables. That's the title of our next book.
Yeah, anything that's stopping sellers or buyers from doing what we want them to do.
Connected commerce. Exactly.
My job is to find disconnected commerce.
Can you stick around and take some calls?
I can. I would love to. Thank you.
So if you're listening to the sound of our voices and you have some questions or comments or you have a bug to report, this is your chance. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Give us a call. We're waiting for you here on eBay Radio.
Do you want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCOMarketplace.com/eBay.
So you've been selling your stuff like crazy on eBay, but you still want to grow your bottom line. Try targeted cross-selling. Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you sell more to each buyer by advertising your other products in all of your listings. Cross-sell related products or your most profitable items. It's free and very simple to use. Smart Gallery is the only eBay cross-selling app that lets you pick the exact items to promote. Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Sometimes it seems nobody knows what your online business is actually about. The product sourcing, the fulfillment, the different stores, all the accounts, the taxes. You work real hard to make it profitable. Well, Kabbage gets it. They know what it takes to put the pieces together. And when you need some extra working capital to boost your bottom line, just ask. And they'll take a quick look at your e-commerce history and know instantly how much of a Kabbage advance to send. KabbageWithAK.com. They believe in you.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Selling on eBay is easier with Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio. That's stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio.